And Joseph Cooper back with today's topical currents. Bonnie Berman is out today. She'll be coming back with us Monday. But Linda Gassenheimer is here, and now that summer is in full swing, she has ice cream on her mind. In fact, it's officially National Ice Cream Month. Ice cream has come a long way from the ancient Greek formula, which was a mixture of snow and honey. Linda, today we have organic ice cream delicacies, and you have a prime local example of a practitioner.
Hello, Joe. Nice to be with you.
I don't mean to call him a practitioner.
Well, I think he's going to have a little word with you about ice cream because he's gelato.
Oh. But isn't that a form of ice cream?
We're going to find out. You know, it's so creamy and smooth and rich, and it just can make anybody's day, bad day, feel a lot better. So our guest here is going to help us celebrate Ice Cream Month, or he'll tell us what he thinks about that word. He's Federico DeFranco. He's the co-owner of Bianco Gelato, and that's in Coconut Grove. So welcome, Federico DeFranco.
Thank you for having me here, Linda and Joe. It's an honor for me to be here talking with you on this ice cream.
Oh, I love that accent.
It's very Italian. It's a very Italian.
And we don't talk like that, Linda.
No, I know.
I know he's got ice cream containers here that look
actually,
like they might
gelato,
be gelato.
Joe.
Then we have to have him back on gelato month.
Okay, but later on in the program, we're going to have our restaurant news segment with Jen Koretnik, and she's the restaurant reviewer for Miami Magazine. She's going to tell us about what's new in the restaurant world this week and tips for eating out this weekend. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. What is your favorite ice cream? Or we have to say gelato. Or maybe you have some questions on how to make your own ice cream. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And email, that's radio@WLRN.org.
Okay, let's go to Federico DeFranco. You know, Federico, I have to tell you, I remember being in a square in Italy, and there were like three or four gelato shops on that one square, and I have to tell you, I did taste all of them. It was just wonderful. So how did you decide to come to Miami and open up a gelato shop?
Well, I did 3 years ago with my wife, and we decided to come to Miami basically for the weather.
Because it's hot.
Exactly. And so, you know, when it's hot, it's easier to have a gelato. And what we did is making a business with a purpose, because our is not just a gelato, but is an organic gelato. And makes a... I know sometimes people doesn't... Or maybe they don't understand, or they say, well, what's the difference and so far. But the difference is huge.
Difference between gelato and ice cream.
Well, actually, not just between gelato and ice cream, because you can have an organic ice cream, right? The issue is that the gelato is something, like Joe was telling before, you know, is something that back in the century, everybody wanted to have, you know, ice with honey, you mentioned before, right? But the way the Italian used to do back in the century also was, you know, just with the pure real food. And after though, you know, maybe people start to make science experiment and became something different, you know. Our idea was to have something like we used to do in Italy many years ago.
Okay, so we're going to have organic gelato. Now, we have to get to this politically correct situation here. Ice cream versus gelato. What's the difference?
Well, actually, I don't think there's many different out of maybe the quantity of the ingredients, you know, because Americans... They know very well how to transform or to do their kind of food, the food they prefer. And I love ice cream, you know. There's not many difference. The difference is that sometimes in the ice cream you find more fat. And maybe you don't want to have all these fats nowadays. When you try the gelato is something that lets you have a lighter experience, let's say.
Okay. Now, earlier on when I was talking, by the way, you can see our interview and see the ice cream that we were earlier on in our Facebook, the WLRN Facebook Live video. And Federico's got a big smile on his face because he really wanted to tell me that there are bad fats in American ice cream as opposed to his Italian gelato. And he's laughing here. So tell us about that, Federico.
Well, actually, you know, the issue is that sometimes there are a lot of food experiments, so you use a lot of hydrogenated fats, you use trans fat, and this stuff is not...
He's trying to tell me, Joe Cooper, that we have trans fats in our ice cream as opposed to not in gelato. And I'm not sure he's correct. So we're all going to have to go to the market and
trans fats are those fats that don't dissolve.
Yes. They're not good. In fact, they're
like
not.
Hydrogenated oil.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And his gelato does not have it. Not only that.
You know, I don't want to say about all the gelato. You know, the gelato doesn't have this stuff because it comes from a time then they didn't have also this kind of product. But the main issue is then, in our case, our purpose is to do something without any GMOs and all organic certified. This is the difference.
Okay. Now, all right, so we've got gelato. And now, so what is sorbet then? What's the difference between a gelato and a sorbet?
Well, the gelato is milk-based and the sorbet is water-based. Basically, you have sorbet mainly with fruits, so, and gelato with the creamy flavor like chocolate.
All right, banana. So there's enough talking here because we want to taste some of the... He's got several pints of his gelato that he's brought from the Bianco Gelato in Coconut Grove, and he's going to taste some out. Now, I must say, earlier on when he was tasting some out, the entire W. Wellerman staff started lining up.
No, that couldn't happen.
And so tell us, what are you scooping out now?
Well, now I'm scooping for Joe, which is very close by me, and after I will
poor
serve
Bonnie,
you.
Poor Bonnie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's some chocolate, but I want to do something for Joe, which is the typical mix, you know, which is chocolate and strawberry.
So I wonder if you could taste the difference between organic or non-organic.
Well, we have only organic, Joe, here.
No, but could you taste the difference?
Well, actually, yes, because if you think about when you were very young, everything was basically organic without pesticide or stuff, right? And so the flavor on something which is organic is a real flavor. It's very strong. Yeah. You can perceive right now. Now I give you some strawberry, which is organic strawberry. You will let me know. And chocolate as well.
So it's strawberry sorbet.
Yeah, okay.
With
I
make
the sorbet with the chocolate with the gelato for Joe.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yes. So.
Oh wow.
Is that something or what? I know.
It's like a strawberry just burst in my mouth.
Exactly.
But a really, really ripe strawberry.
Yeah.
And it's very dense flavors.
And following it with the chocolate is heaven.
And now tell us about the chocolate, because this is a special chocolate. It's not ordinary chocolate.
It's a dark chocolate?
Well, this is, yes. And we buy the chocolate only for traders, then sell Criollo, which is a quality that comes basically from Amazonia in Venezuela. And it's not only expensive, it's very pure, organic, of course. It's only 20-22 fat percentage, no soy lecithin.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you get what's so wonderful about the gelatos, his gelato, is that it's a really dense, deep flavor. You get the real flavor of the chocolate.
It's very rich.
Nothing in your way to be able to have it. Let's have another one.
My gosh.
What else? Is that wonderful?
I will let you try just some coconut. We do with, of course, with the real coconut. But the issue is, then we use this coconut flakes, organic, and we use a lot.
And you know, Joe, later on, we're going to be doing a program on my favorite finds at the Fancy Food Show. Remember I was there?
Sure.
Coconut was one of the biggest flavors at the show. Wait till you taste Federico.
We had last week with the chef with the coconut salmon.
Yes, exactly. So this is the big deal. But I want you to taste this and tell me what you find in that coconut gelato. That it's... Now, you have to understand, this is a big deal because Joe really only likes steak and gravy and potatoes. So so I've never heard him get so excited about food.
Oh, great. I'm so glad.
It's a real rich coconut. But do you notice there's coconut pieces in there?
Yes.
And so it's really a wonderful, rich flavor. Yeah.
Really good. Wow.
Okay, so we're just going to have one more tasting before we go into a break, but one last tasting, and this is my favorite one coming up.
Look, Joe, maybe you can choose and pick the flavor you prefer. We have cookies and cream, which is like an Oreo, but of course we don't use
Oreo. I know all
Oreo.
About cookies and cream.
Really? And also hazelnut, so maybe I make...
Oh, I love hazelnut.
So I do a mix for you.
I love both, yeah.
Right. So You're getting the double treatment here, Joe Cooper.
Absolutely. You deserve it. You're a great guy.
So he's scooping out cookies and...
And hazelnut.
And the cookies and cream, or cookies and gelato,
yes.
And the hazelnut, which is a wonderful, wonderful
flavor.
Well,
the hazelnut is something special because come from Piemonte, is 100% pure Gentile hazelnut, nocciola, and is something very special, I think.
Now, do you source this from Piedmont?
Yeah.
For the shop, for the gallons and gallons that you make?
Well, actually, you know, we are very familiar business, so... We don't produce gallons and gallons. You know, we produce for the store and from some other places than we have around the city, but not very much.
You.
We are not scalable yet. You know, we are just small.
So it's a wonderful, old-fashioned kind of shop
in
Coconut Grove on Commodore Plaza. But you also have, you can see the Bianco freezer chests in places like...
Oh, I got the hazelnut first, and it's just... As delicious as the others. Every one I taste is more delicious.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful flavors. But at Books and Books and Coral Gables and at some of the restaurants and around town, you can find a Bianco.
Well, I can tell you, since we arrived, we never felt as stranger here, right? So I made with the gelato, I made very good friends in Miami. So
you can see why. Joe's your best friend at the moment.
And we have, our gelato and Books and Books at the Fairchild Tropical Garden.
Linda, I think
Paris
we need
Museum.
To take a break so I can finish this while we're...
Oh, we're at the break already. Oh, my goodness. All right. So I'm Linda Gassenheimer. I'm here with Joseph Cooper, and we're talking about National Ice Cream Month, National Gelato Month for us, with Bianco Gelato co-owner Federico DeFranco. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, here with Joseph Cooper. We're talking about July, National Ice Cream Month, with Bianco Gelato co-owner Federico DeFranco. And by the way, WLRN's Facebook page has a live video of our interview with Federico, and he shows us all about his gelato. And trying to be politically correct, he thinks his gelato is a little better than ice cream, but we've been enjoying it.
I may agree.
Joe agrees, so there you are.
Thank you.
Okay, it's dinner in minutes time, so here's a cool, fresh berry and steak salad for a hot summer evening. It's called a beef and berry pasta salad. So if you've been in the stores, you know that the berries are at the height of the season, and they're just beautiful right now. It's a real treat to have them. And they add a sweet flavor to the tangy dressing for the salad. So the dressing is really simple. I just mixed some Dijon mustard and prepared horseradish with some mayonnaise. And here's a tip. If you want to make a mayonnaise sauce and make it real easy, you just take your mayonnaise and add some warm water to it and just let it stretch out. It makes a nice sauce. You can use any kind of quick cooking steak, but if you really want to make this dinner really fast, don't cook the steak. Go and buy some deli roast beef or maybe cook chicken or something and add that to your salad. And then toss all of this with the cooked pasta, the dressing over the top, the berries, the raspberries and blueberries on top. It's really colorful. You can see the complete recipe and a photo. That's at dinnerinminutes.com. It's our restaurant news segment, and we have Jen Koretnik with us. She's Miami Magazine restaurant critic. She's going to give us some tips on what's new this week in the restaurant world. Welcome, Jen Koretnik.
Well, hello, Linda. How are you?
Fine. I know you're just back from overseas, so glad to have you with us.
Yes. I think I've put on a couple of pounds eating deliciously.
I was going to say they're happy pounds. So where can we put on pounds here?
Yes, happy pounds. We can put on a lot of pounds here. There are some really, really good restaurants around. If you haven't been to Le Sierra News, in the Four Seasons. That is a wonderful place.
What's and it called again, sorry?
The Sierra News. It's an Italian restaurant, a Michelin-starred Italian restaurant that's come over from Italy, and it's open in the new Four Seasons in Surfside.
Okay, Four
and
Seasons
And that's
Surfside.
The place that used to be the surf club, mm-hmm. And they've kept a lot of the original building, and it's just stunning. It's a really beautiful place.
Well,
they
I think our Italian
bar.
I was going to say our Italian sitting here is very happy to hear about a good Italian restaurant. Go ahead.
Oh, well, in that case, I have another Italian restaurant, and I think I saw you there, Zucca in Hotel San Michel.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And that one is very good, too. They have a new, that I guess it's a couple of months old by now, but they serve lovely Italian dishes and lots of fish, and they have a beautiful interior that's been redone, and the staff is lovely. And, you know, we always have this conversation about service.
Right.
And in Miami, it's very, very difficult to find staff that is not
You're hesitating a little bit here. You're saying this,
yeah,
the service
to find
isn't what
a way
it should
to
be.
Say it nicely.
Yeah, well, go ahead. We got the picture.
Okay.
It's okay.
both of these restaurants have superior staff.
Well, that's
just
nice to hear.
Absolutely superior.
Great.
So I highly recommend both of them.
Okay, I think so we have time for just one more quick restaurant. Do you have another one?
Well, this isn't not a new restaurant, but it's a restaurant that I go to often, and I don't know that it gets the attention that it deserves. It's called Via Verde, and it's on Biscayne Boulevard. It's also an Italian place, and it's also really a wonderful restaurant. It's run by the twin chefs. I don't know if they still own the restaurant on Lincoln Road that they used to be at. This was their second restaurant that they opened, and it was a lower end, a lower price point. The food is really, really terrific, and they also have a great wine list, and they do this wonderful long, like, four-hour wine happy hour every day.
Wow. Oh, that sounds terrific.
Via Verde, and you can go and just have, you know, nibbles. They have an extensive kind of antipasto list, and you can go and order a bottle or two of wine and just sit there for a couple of hours with friends, which is so nice to do in the summertime. They have outdoor seating, but it's not extremely hot and sweaty to sit out there because it's protected from the elements with, you know, shading. And it's just a nice kind of relaxing way to enjoy an afternoon.
Okay, well, great advice, as always. Thank you so much, Jen Koretnik. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Thanks for the information, Jen.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you. All right, let's get back to our gelato. And our guest, Federico DeFranco, has this huge smile on his face because she's been talking only about Italian restaurants.
And they okay. gave us a good tip.
Let's go a little further what is some of your advice if we wanted to make gelato at home? How do we do that? Can we make it at home?
Well, yes, we can make gelato at home, but we need a specific machine, of course. And
you can't just use an ice cream freezer?
Yes, just an ice cream freezer. I mean, the machine to make ice cream is the same. But the issue is, regardless, the ingredients, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always about ingredients at the end of the day, you know. So if you choose a great ingredients, you can go to the supermarket. Here in Miami, like everywhere in the U.S., you can find amazing ingredients in the supermarket.
So
amazing.
Really, I think that's one of... One of the many secrets of your gelato is that you use top quality ingredients.
Yeah, that's the secret. I can tell you.
I mean, those strawberries that you had, the strawberry sorbet, Joe, has to be absolutely full of sugar sweet as can be, which is not always the case when you're buying strawberries.
Exactly.
Well, this time of year it should be, but...
Yeah, also mango, for instance, now is amazing. Right. Yeah, because... And we buy all organic mango here in Florida because, of course, Florida is a great supplier. But I can tell you, Linda, it's just a matter of ingredients. Of course, you must have an idea about how to mix them in the right proportion, you know, mm-hmm. to have the result than you try today here or at the store, you know, which is something light, something pleasurable, full of taste, and also not so guilty, right? Because it's made with good stuff. Just to let you have an idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean by guilty.
Yeah, you know, when you enter in the dessert, nowadays everybody say, oh, dessert, dessert, dessert. But when it comes to something that is made with healthy ingredients, low sugar, with everything organic certified, just to let you have an idea, we buy everything at Whole Foods. And you know, Whole Foods is
recognized. Do you buy at retail?
Yeah, I buy retail. I have an agreement like a microcredit company, family company. So I prefer to go there and pick up my stuff.
Yeah. And so when you're making, you told me something earlier on mm-hmm. that I thought, what are the calories in your, it's very low, the calories.
Yeah,
one
bowl, which is something like a couple of ounces or a little bit more of gelato, is something like 90, 95 calories. When it comes to sorbet, something like 55, 60, depends.
So really 90 calories for that wonderful burst of flavor.
Sure,
but not really a lot.
No, it's not a lot. And also, as Joe say, was mentioning before, is that kind of calorie that if you do a little bit of exercise, you just walk, you get it away. It's not something that stay inside you, right? Like the hydrogenated we were talking before.
Of course, if I ate a quart of it, it'd be another
one. Oh, that's for sure. That's a good point. You have to exaggerate, of course.
You need to walk
to the
shop.
Trying to hold me to 2 ounces is a little rough.
Yeah.
Walk to the shop, and then you'd be all right.
Yeah.
And just one more quick, we only have half a minute left, but tell me, what's the best way to store? How do we store the ice cream when we get home, or gelato?
Yeah, well, both of them. I mean, the issue is when you take out of the freezer and you serve and you keep out of the freezer for a while, they start melting. And that part that melts, you have to cover with something before to put back in the freezer. Otherwise, that part became crystal.
So actually, when you take it out of the, when you put it back, you have a space between what's left and the top.
Yeah.
Put a piece of plastic wrap over it or something, so that there's no air getting to the top. So, which is a great tip.
Absolutely.
On how to store that. Well, this has been really a delicious, very delicious day. Federico DeFranco, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for the ice cream. That was just scrumptious.
Excuse me, Joe. Gelato.
Gelato.
It's gelato.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Linda, for having me here. It was an honor, and I'm so glad to be here with you.
Thank you.
Well, Bianco Gelato is located at 3137 Commodore Plaza in Coconut Grove. And you're open every day? Or?
Yes, always. I just close for the Thanksgiving Day.
That's all?
That's all.
Otherwise, all day and all
day,
night?
Yeah, all night. We're always there.
Okay. And we want to thank Jen Koretnik from Miami Magazine, our restaurant reviewer this week. Great information. And Joseph Cooper, nice talking with you.
Nice eating gelato with you.
You had a very happy day. Next week, well, we're going to be celebrating Bastille Day.
Ooh.
It's 14 juillet, July 14th. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And thanks for tuning in this hour. Richard Ives is lead producer, technical supervision from online content producer Jason Zepka, and Polly Landis is associate producer. And we have all our programs conveniently available at our website, that's WLRN.org. Follow the radio links. There's also the Topical Currents Facebook page, as well as the iTunes podcast of each edition. Our Topical Currents theme music is composed and performed by Michael Levine. Bonnie and I return Monday for a Topical Currents featuring photojournalist, author, South Florida political activist, and most especially blogger Al Crespo. Joseph Cooper and Linda Gassenheimer, thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for Here and Now.